One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Top Stories, the Bugle archive made flesh. Well, audio flesh. We pick up now 10 years on from yesterday's top story. It's 2018, and we look once again at China, and things have moved on. I blame time, personally. This is Bugle 4086, also known as It's Easier to Build a Moon Than to Brexit, and I, Andy Zaltzman, am joined by Al Murray, Tom Ballard, and a fire alarm.
Top story this week, and... well, China is obviously taking over the world. We are here in November 2018, Britain squabbling with itself over Brexit like a meat-loving vegan trying to Heimlich manoeuvre its own sausage-clenching fist out from its esophagus whilst biting its arm off just to spit it back in its own face before collapsing like an overstretched metaphor. America, meanwhile, trying to exorcise itself of itself by acupuncturing itself with a load of rusty knitting needles applied with a bolt gun, not entirely working yet. Europe drifting to the far right politically like a miraculously reborn Abraham Lincoln thinking, what shall I do with my night off this time? I know, another trip to the theatre. All the while, China once again thinking, well, this is turning out to be a f*** of lot easier than we thought it would be. Al, you are our China gearing up to take over as the world's number one superpower correspondent.
Yes.
Bring us up to date.
Well, this is quite the most extraordinary story from China. There's been a lot of fuss recently that we are not ready for Brexit and that the British government hasn't made the preparations. It's going to be a great big enormous task that they will never ever get round. It's been a week of incredible things like Mike Pence's Christian rabbi, right? But...
I mean, that really should only be a cryptic crossword clue.
Yeah, absolutely. Or the name of a, you know, the fictional name of a band that people say, I prefer their early stuff. Right. But the Chinese government, right, is planning that by 2020, everyone in China, right, everyone in China will be enrolled in a vast national database that compiles fiscal and government information, including minor traffic violations, and distills it into a single number ranking each citizen. I mean, holy f***, right? I mean, exactly. It's set off the fire alarm in the building.
This is how dangerous the show is.
The ambition of the Chinese government. It's absolutely incredible. So it's a social credit system where basically...
That was really sinister.
That was really... They're already listening to us. Who'd have thought the Bugle was on the Chinese government's hit list? In its raw... unbroadcast form. That's incredible.
Your rating is -5, Al Murray. -5.
Absolutely. But this is what this is, right? It was on the BBC and it did the rounds of social media. It was a broadcast from a train, a train operating company in China going, your behaviour on this train will be logged and noted according to standards as laid down by this train company, and will go on, basically go on your file as a passenger. And in China, what they're doing is rolling out this idea of social credit, and it's coming from Sesame Credit, which is the financial wing of Alibaba, which is, you know, like a...
Which both sound lovely, don't they?
Well, yeah, but... Well, exactly. Wasn't Alibaba... It's Alibaba. Isn't Alibaba on the 40 Thieves? I mean,
especially, it's a way of introducing children to high finance.
Yeah. I mean, it's an online shopping platform in China. It's enormous. Yeah. It's only... But the thing is... What this always comes back to with China is that that's got 400 million users. That's a lot of people. But... How many people are there in China? Like, what is it?
It's about 1.4 billion.
1.4 billion. Yep. So everyone in China is going to be on this. It just keeps, for me, it just comes back to that. It's sinister. It's creepy. But how big is this server park?
You know, I admire the technology.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, I always end up with these stories, getting drawn into the how on earth are they going to do that? Rather than oh, the civil liberties implications are appalling. Just how are they going to do that? It's absolutely amazing, and you've got to hand it to
them. The ethics so much the admin.
Right, I am, because
well, we're British. That's how we built the empire.
Absolutely, yeah. We address that.
Constantly judging each other on trains. That's my entire perception of yes, British people.
We are, but we don't bother to write it down anywhere. We store it up as a sort of burning internal grudge system. But this is incredible. Apparently, Sesame Credit will not divulge exactly how it calculates its credit scores, explaining that it is a complex algorithm. You bet it fucking is. I mean, this is obviously the way the world's going. And I say that because China's in charge, right? So it's the way... Isn't it? It's the way.
It's one of my favourite American sitcoms of the 1990s.
And the Sesame's technology director said, "Someone who plays video games for 10 hours a day, for example, would be considered an idle person, and someone who frequently buys diapers would be considered probably as a parent, who on balance is more likely to have a sense of responsibility." It's absolutely incredible.
What struck me about that sentence, Al, someone who frequently buys diapers would be considered as probably a parent.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't dive into it. Probably a parent. I guess there's a, you know, it's not absolutely 100%.
Or it's someone selling nappies on, isn't it? It could be a nappy trader.
Yeah. Or buying diapers for, like, you know, sex purposes, which I think is worse than being a video gamer, to be honest.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, you're right.
I look at it slightly differently. Once they're building up this massive national reputation database, delving into the inner souls of every member of the Chinese nation. I say well done, China, for at least having the balls to be open about it. Because if you're going to implement a state-run mass surveillance system that essentially reduces your citizens to empty vassal pawns in the political game status, at least have the good grace, the basic manners, to tell everyone that you're doing it. Don't go through the masquerade of pretending you're not doing it, or worse, outsource it to dubious private companies to do the soul mining snooping for you at a profit, as tends to happen over here. This is straight up, cards on the table, honest, eyeball to eyeball subterfuge, and I admire that.
I agree with you. I agree, Andy. Obviously, I'm worried about the admin, but I agree with what you've just said there.
I'm not surprised that you guys don't get it. You're clearly both 2.4s, okay? Me as an 8.6, I get it, and I get my head around it, and I would do very well, all right? I actually did very well in high school, and I think the Chinese government will be very pleased with my trustworthiness and my brown nosing, so... You get, like, a specific number. It's not an actual ranking from 1 to 1.4 billion, is it? Because that would be brutal. I know,
that's what it's got.
The billionth worst person in China.
That's what it's got to be, surely, isn't it? It's got to be. And obviously, whoever's in charge will be number one, won't they? And there'll be a gulag full of people who are 1.6 billion. I mean, that's how it'd have to work. I mean, this is one of these things where people go, "This is like Black Mirror." Yep. Right? It's not like Black Mirror because it's actually f***ing happening.
If you have a low social credit rating, you can be punished by being prevented from travelling, prevented from getting bank loans or staying in hotels. Yep. You have your job options restricted. You can even have your internet access blocked.
Yeah.
I mean, have these people not suffered enough without also being barred from watching old footage of 1980s sport? Has the Chinese government no sense of humanity? Do not answer that question.
The planning document related to this project from the China State Council said that, quote, the new system will reward those who report acts of breach of trust. And if you do not think that's sinister enough immediately, try repeating those words in a 1930s German or Soviet accent. And just some breaking news.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
News coming through on the wires. Police in the Oxford village of Sutton Courtenay have been called to a disturbance in the churchyard of All Saints Church. They've arrested a man they described as being aged between 110 and 120, approximately 6'2" in height, and a ghost going by the name of George Orwell, although without the papers to prove that was indeed his real name, whom they found defacing his own gravestone with spray paint graffiti of the words, "See what I meant." Thank you for listening. Why not take a moment to donate to the long-term freedom, freeness, and general free style of The Bugle at thebuglepodcast.com. Don't answer that question. It was rhetorical, but do please think about it.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.